Okay, you're both right. There are two other shitas that I want to deal with. There are four main shitas. When it comes to whether we pass in a new tonight, couple slash mission time or not, focus or mayor and couple. What are the four main shitas? One shita is Tosos said, Alafa mayor, Inan. Like couple that in all of Shas, not one sugya in Shas does any Tana or any Amora or any Amora ever say the proper Nusa. Okay, well, you can shorthand, right? And of every Tanai formulation in Shas. It's locked out. Okay, could be. Not so great. Second is the Ramban. Fifth, holy Ramban, Ramban, for the rest of the round, etc. Big first. So they say that, nope. I'll lock up. You never need sign couple. Or any of the other mistakes. Sorry, the Ramban here has a little something. Maybe you need to put on the mice, and maybe you don't. We're not going to do that now. You just need to couple, right? And then the true quarters confirms is first of all, every night in Shas. And his other proof, we mentioned that, so we have on the board that, so we got to the whole Chakir about is Eloy Das. If Rosh Hashanah is good enough, then certainly it's not that's not couple is good enough. And then what would Tosafot say? Tosafot would say every Tanai is locked up. What are Hashanah Das? And he would say Hashanah Das is stronger than Tanai. Yeah, Hashanah Das is better than Tanai. Really, Das is better, or maybe is better than Sinai. Why? Because after all, as the Rashba quoted when he quoted from Tosafot, he says the truth is there are two subtly different formulations for both of these things. So either a Gilui Das is for sure that's what he means that he's makpid, while in Sinai we're not sure he's makpid unless you use a strong Rashon. Or Gilui Das, he's mocking this Talmud tonight. Use the wrong Lashon, you see, did not. Basically, Gilui Das, he's mocking more than unsigned. Okay, the other thing that we want to mention here is the Rambam and the Rit. What do the Rambam and the Rit say? They say, now here it's a little funny because it seems to have a longer name. It's actually out. Don't like the Rambam. They say they split the difference. They say you need a tonight couple in. A Tanai of M, but and the other mistakes on the Rambam says the four mistakes on the Tanai of M, but you just need them in the Tanai of M. Okay. Right? I mean, one of the mistakes on something possible that you always, otherwise, so joke, at least the more formal mistakes on. Right? So, what does the Rambam say? The Rif says the same thing. The Rif says it right here a little later in our Perek. Right, he says very explicitly. He also says in the Yeshuva, so there's some more interesting things there as well. Wherever, sorry. Yeah, there's just different riff pages here. So I'm not used to it. What does he say a little later on? Anayin Bavam and Aleph. That you don't need a tonight couple. The Avodah of the time of the Inat tonight couple. Hanimilim de in to Shamshim lo to Shamshim. In Shinemar in Yavru b'nei God like they got in they rubed. The Im lo Yavru. Can ask in Shlom begin to Shemir Rach who's used the lashon of in. Aval ba'almanas lo. Okay, that is pretty explicit. The time of the couple of Almanas to Omer may after them. So the Rambam and the Rif said that, let's say, halacha, Hira Meir, nine, but halacha kechachamim, it's nine, dimei afsha / almanas. Right, so then if it becomes lahava, then the halacha is like the Rav Meir that you need all the mishpat tznan, or else it's not tznan. You also find a bottle, but if I may not show it, almanas, you don't need them. Okay, this answers many of the questions. Thus, for example, when the Amoraim put that tznan and they say, Rava says, right. It's a valid time. What did you conclude? Zero yatza love of zero, zero yatza love zero. It's a valid time, even though it wasn't couple. Yet, when the self same Rava, on the Ayin Hamad Beis deals with Shmuel Takana of Im Macy or Im Macy Mecholi Zeh, he needs all the mystery time. So, having resolved that, right, that's really what the riff, I think that's what the riff was coming from. You said the difference between Im and Almanat. Does that explain all the cases in Shas when they don't have a proper correlation? It explains 80% of them, 90% of them, but most of them in Shas are Almanat. There's still a few tzonim of im in shas which are not properly formulated, which they're going to have to say lambda apelatos. But the answer is a lot of cases, right?
Is there something inherent in im and me'ach?
But that's what we'll get to in a moment. What their main proof, I think their main proof is. Now, and you would have to assume that maybe the Amora, okay, he doesn't say exactly what the Rambam never says what his main proof is. The Rambam doesn't think his main proof is. Maybe his proof is from Rava, assuming the Amora are using their Lashon. Dafkin, many Almanasis and Shas, even in the Amora, who maybe would have been more mocked to use the Lashon properly. Notice, I guess, let's just. And the other side of the coin, what's closest to is the takana of Shmuel, right? Closest to the takana of Shmuel, that proves that you do require all the type couple and hate of the malav and type of the mice and et cetera, et cetera. And what does the Rabban say to that, which we know is the problem, so then it becomes about Tosos and cross lines, gets out of it by saying that that was. He's going around the Alma. That was only going around the Alma. Right? Now, the want to, the, for the Rambam and the Rif, look over that where it comes from. They don't say it's from the Alma. They don't say it's from the Alma. When they're about to come to Rambam and Rif, he said, well, obviously, it's hard. They don't say it's from the Alma. They don't want to give the answer from the Alma. Why? Because the Rif says, I'll prove to you how we cast it down in because of this takana of Torah. They don't want to say it's from Rabbi. And the Rama also doesn't want to say it's from Rabbi. So when the Rama brings down to Torah, he makes it seem like it's the paper of it. It's hard to prove. The Rif, he proved it from the Tanakh of Shmuel. The Rama, I think, also thinks that from Rabbi. I'm sure he's also likely to face the Sakhid of Shmuel. It only started to prove something that come from Yama, but the Rambam brings down the takana of Shmuel. He does. He makes it sound like the regular din continuing everything he's been saying until now. You would think the Rambam would give some hint if it was just a kumra. What does he say? He brings down cholash rafligaris ishto al tznai, etc. Haku posei beged after the Torah toref or omer. Says in Mitzvah, etc. Kadeshi, it's like Kapha, the income of love, etc. And he doesn't say it's not a Homer Vialma. Well, of course, it doesn't sound. So, C is very, very Nika and Bora ze a mocker. So Bora, that's the mocker. Rob when you should pass in line. Followed Shmuel, that's following the Rabbah since have been accepted, and it was not here. Yet we find that Rabbah other places by Almanac doesn't seem to be not here.
Here proof. We find by Kanas Shmuel plus Rabbah in Zayim versus Rava the Harde Amoraim Lo Daktu Snai Kafel Hitzna in the Almanas.
Okay, Lechora. Lechora, I mean, the Rift doesn't say how it goes past like the Tachanan. He doesn't say I'm just pass like that. So I don't say it's there the word. It wasn't pass like Vermeer Red. You know, we don't pass like Vermeer Red. I don't know the slip of difference. Look, well, it's equal to Rub and a mini hour run. Just have power on the Nassim shots and go with mix.
And so Rishon and Sage and Ravashi and the Sugyu.
And for Ravashi and our Sugyu, you're good. If that's how they're going to learn, good. Okay. Even better. Right? Versus Ravashi. The Sugyan Lefid Heyrut Shemahem, who said that we have the words of Shira go good. Harvey, not in, so Almanas, Ishtas, the Lee, Saikako. Okay, what are they going to do with everything in Shas? What are they going to do with everything in Shas? What are you going to do with Gilead Dasa before we go to Gilead Dasa? It doesn't answer the bother. What are you having in Shas? Most of Shas, but I'm going to ask you to say, you don't say long about Daka. They still have in the middle of like Tulsa said, two more dice in our parrot. If you're not moving in, three more dice, including on that and forward, right? And what would they do with every sign in Shas? Most are Almanas, a few. A few times the shots are thrown in and must be locked out. Go. But yeah, the round that Rick will discuss that. Say this with Nipa because it's meant may optional. That's clear that the case of Gilbert and the shots, each of them are meant to be made optional. They're not meant to start a bit, not meant to be found later, they're meant to be found now. Okay, that's how the Rif and the Rambam deal with their Shita. Now, the question is, and there's no esteris their Shita necessarily. Well, I think you pass in half like your mayor, half like that, nothing more than that. Now, again, if they're rich, why did the most put them not agree with them? This was never shown. I'm why did the most be shown not agree with them? Right, but later showing far rejecting them with God, right? They had technically was rejecting them, mainly they were rejecting them with just that. They didn't, all their questions we haven't worried about. They're not looking, see that for me, many requires my couple, they not anything in vain on enough. Some require, don't require vain and vain on enough. No time to distinguish. They just don't think it's a big finish, but if our mayor didn't distinguish, how did he distinguish? Then Mehavi basically the Ram Lirik distinguish. Mm-hmm. Okay, the Ram Lirik distinguish nonetheless. And we saw Svara and the Commissioner, but we're going to talk about that a little later. The interesting question is what is the difference between Im and Almanas? And here, the Ravid says something. The Ravid says there's Svara is a good Svara. He says, I can explain this far, right? The Ravid is brought down. I don't know where the original Ravid is. It's not in the Hassan of the Mishnah Torah. They're fast and we have mostly. I'm going to brought down the Ravid here on the Rashi. The Rashi, I don't know what I'm showing here.
I have it brought down the Balamor and on the Balamor and Beitza.
I'm reading the Ravid here. So, okay, brought down by Lot. Show them. Yeah, I don't know what he's thinking. Anyway, Kitzer, he says, look.
No.
When you make a sign of him, remember the difference.
Sign of him, I say I'm marrying you or selling your field work. But if, in, you give me 100 zoos. Meaning it doesn't happen until you give me 100 zoos.
Pushing off the chalos.
When I say it's not even almanas or me'aksha, the chalos is there.
It's just only unconditioned. Which tnai is working harder?
The tnai in has more work to do.
Because the tnai in has to possibly make it not happen and also delay it to leave. The tnai of almanas possibly makes it not happen, but isn't delaying it to leave. So the tnai in has to work, has more work to do. So you need a stronger formulation,
right? Basically, what the Svara here is,
the Rambam of the Rib, which is in the right. And what's the right? Svara, he says, the M needs more strength because it both conditions and delays the chalos, right? It pushes off the chalos. It stops it from happening or postpones the chalos, right? But the atav / almanas needs less strength because it only conditions the chalos, but does not, let's say, postpone it.
Right?
So therefore, in needs more strength because it's working harder. Almanas is not working so hard, so it needs less strength. Interestingly, the Ritva, I think a lot of the Torah sheets, but the Chusharan said the same thing. The Chusharan and the Yavrama, quoting the Chusharan, said the same thing. They said an opposite Torah. They said, Adrama, you're ridiculous, Kisara. And besides the fact that it's a fish to split or mayor in the Bahamas and say that Goma also needs to split the difference. Oh, technical point, you know, when there's a local team, two turn over, you're allowed to pop in half like one, half like the other. To say that you're allowed to. They say no. What's the Svara anti, which is found in the Ritva, as well as the Nusharan and Yavrama? The Yavrama is always sort of exclusively in our second old family. They say no. Think about it psychologically. If I'm saying almanas, or I'm saying im, almanas means it should be called now if you ever give me money. It means it shouldn't be called till later when you give me money. Which way do I more want it to be called? Which way am I more serious about the girish? If I say almanas or I say im, which one do I more want the girish? Almanas, because I'm willing to do it.
Almanas, they have more commitment to the girish.
And I was committed to the girish because now I want to wait till later. So what did the say? He says, Adarabha. He says, Adarabha. And may Aksham. I am more committed to the chalos. So I need strong proof that I don't necessarily want it. But in a tzniyah of M, I am not so committed to the chalos.
And it's like, and I'm not so committed to the chalos.
I'm very sure that I want to divorce you. I don't even want to divorce you yet for a long time. Because I don't want it yet. So it is more obvious that I don't necessarily want it.
Meaning he said algebra psychologically comes
out of the Ramban the record. As close to Ramban's at the end, he says, he doesn't say in these words, the other connected one said, and here's Yushami sounds like it's for Ramban the record. You should only mean this big term by Amanas in this point, man. That's a box. Yushami's out in the spark. This is the Ritva, and who else? Let's just add the Kedushin Haran and the Ramah. And Yerushalmi of the Ramban Bifuli.
They all told me Yerushalmi says the opposite part. They're saying we don't have to go the opposite. We can just hold it even. And if you think about it, this makes a lot of sense. When I say I want to divorce you right now if you give me $200, I really want to divorce you. I want to be rid of you right now. I want to move on with my life. Is it really true that I'm mocking that? I only want to divorce $200. Maybe not. I need to use a lot of clothing and children to prove that I'm not. But when I say in, say, I don't want to divorce you yet. I want to divorce you and be found later. So I'm showing I'm really not committed to divorcing you. I'm really not eager to divorce you. If I'm not eager to divorce you, then it's easier to prove that I didn't mean the time. If I'm eager to divorce you, then you should be throwing the stones to prove that I needed the time. Right? That's what he basically said. You may ask that when it is equal to divorce. And divorce is our example. Obviously, it's a part of the thing. He says, and is more reluctant to divorce. Why? Because one thing, I want to divorce right this second. He goes, I don't want to divorce yet. Let's see what happens if all works out. But I'd rather, if I'm reluctant to divorce, then it should be easier to make a fine. I'm reluctant to divorce. It's possible that I only want to divorce for the money and not otherwise. If I'm eager to divorce, then we should say, I didn't say that. Like, oh, I'm not mocking. I'm just saying it's time to encourage you. Or like your clothes that make you only money. So they seem to have a good boss.
This could be a silly question. And when we say ma'akhtov in Macy, we say it's specific. How does that fit with these two?
So according to the by saying the actual Macy, they don't mean it's a big time. Right. And according to this part of the Ritva, that we saw the Ritva, many of them showing, or Bogus, Son, or Bond, he didn't put smart, just a bit of shock, it seems not, but without explaining. That was his point. It should be the opposite. Not that I gave a good point. What's the machlokus here? Nirvana is not the what's the machlokus here? Nirvana is not the machlokus here, what we talked about on the board last time. Right? That's what you're thinking?
We do together, yeah.
Okay, that's it. But it depends on what the point of the Mishnah Yitzharim are.
Yeah.
Are the point of the Mishnah Yitzharim to show that you're seriously mafid and you're not just making suggestions or making obligations, but you're making serious stipulations? And the point of the Mishnah Yitzharim to show you're mafid, to show that I really mean that a divorce depends on 100 shekel, or the point of the Mishnah Yitzharim exerts a possible that it has a certain formal power. And what I mean to say is this, that maybe this machlokes is tovoy on Chakira about Mishpatei Hatzanai. Now, we had a method of repeat the whole board from last time. But what was the Chakira? If you say that they are psychological to show that he is mocked. And again, what do you mean by mocked? I mean, not that he just would like you to do this condition and to kind of pressure you to do this condition, you know, just by being pressured. And not he wants it so, that he wants you to know all the price in exchange someday. He's really mocked that he Sarah, unless this happens, okay, to show your mocked, you need to show your mocked. People speak mocked. Things not really mocked. So if that showing your mocked, the reason around their face. And all the opponents around their face says, to show that I'm mocked, I mean this based on still a mocked. When I'm going to show I'm mocked,
If I say almanas and I seem eager to marry the future version or hello, then I need to prove that I'm really not, because I'm so eager and rethink I'm not locked in. If I say in and I show I'm reluctant, it's really locked in. I'm locked in, I'm reluctant to be in the first place. Then it makes perfect sense. And what are the round on the rip? Hold the round on the rip, hold the reluctant shot. The round on the rip, hold the normal shot. Right, it is a serious also about the din of tonight. The din of tonight, that din of tonight is serious about the right. Certainly, this is going to fit the idea of this din of tonight. Also, we see this din of halos and then the din of tonight. The din of tonight has certain serious about them. It makes a lot of sense. It's not about how serious I am or how serious I'm not. It's serious about the din of the moving meaning. I have the launch head and the shot. Without the Negev and Reuven, Lu Yitzir, you know, the Negev and Reuven didn't have a lot of cattle 3,300 years ago, then there would be no such thing as time. You either do a halos or you wouldn't do a halos. But since we learned from the Negev and Reuven, we learned that a special Zeres of Esther, you can have a tzimtzum in a halos. Okay, that's not like, that special Zeres of Esther, that's certainly quite a focus. It's not, it looks like Negev and Reuven. Now, what are we going to say? We say, when do you need those? Then we, what's the yardstick? The yardstick is how much he wants the halos. Well, what's the yardstick in this case? If the formal theory of gossip, how much he wants the halos. The yardstick for measuring what do we need, Mr. Yitzhak, is how much of a formal Kiddush this night is. How much of a formal Kiddush this night? Now you're asking, which night is a bigger Kiddush? Almanas or Im? A tonight that makes a halos happen or not happen? Or the tonight that makes the halos not happen now and happen or not happen later. Obviously, the bigger chiddush is a tanai that not only makes the halos yes or no, but the changes the time when a halos is chal. Normally, halos is chal and you do my sekenya, and the tanai is a bigger chiddush. It makes it chal later, not chal later. So this makes a lot of sense. After this is a normal chiddush. In Londres. What's this little kiddush? That I make a t'nai, but there's I can have a yes no switch to make them happen or not happen. This is a bigger kiddush in Londres. What's the bigger kiddush in Londres? That I make a monster, taking through a das, a monster, and it's not even how at all, all of a sudden, some other factor determines what it's going to become. That's obviously a bigger fetish. That's not even doing two things. Not just to get your note quick, also worrying what it happened. And therefore, to make a bigger fetish, how often we make a bigger halos, how often we have a bigger halos time, you need to have a proper mistake time. Because super halos time, you don't need a proper mistake time. It's not just what lies behind the bottom. And that's what all the Akron, but I hope you are saying that each their own words will be a legit family. I say each of their own words. The tricky part is, exactly how we measure the difference in even the Akshav, the Kilderit, etc., and the Rishali, the Fetish and Palomi, and then in case, you know, if the Akshav, we possibly have to know what Akshav is. They use it, they come out of the world after that. Yeah. But the round of the Rick, how we migrate, so the Brisker Road goes very far. The Brisker Road here goes very far. That was on Makoro Sheet. 59. And what does he say? He says, you know what? In halachic halos kiddush, there's nothing tonight. Almanas is not really a kiddush or a halos at all. It's just part of your das. I can have das that I want to do something, das I don't want to do something, das I want to do something. The Brisker Rebbe goes very far. He makes this difference 100% black and white. He says, this is such a small kiddush that it's not even a new halos. It's not a kiddush. He says such a kiddush. It's not a kiddush. What does he say? Halos, halos. Sorry, other part. He says
she's the Rambam, the Akhi, the Shizos, as part of the world, but initially, so, it's kind of time. It's a talent in Shnat, that's Ma'aki, 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 but we record Yosa Akhis. The call to the Shakim, it's not, well, Ma'akshav, also might be a call, Ma'akshav, Al-Dasu, also, Global, or call, Ma'akshav, Al-Dasu, tonight. There are no colors for Ma'akshav, Ma'akshav, well, that's not a call, tonight. The TMI is a good time. The reaction, no, the Ikea, it's not Ma'akshav, so what is it, it's not a call, tonight? Ain't no TM open, Al-Dasu, that's that. Mishmah will be in a Mishmah time. Even the Tznai, what cover my see and my said, Puy, the Halos team at Tznai. Okay. What does he say? He says that, at least he makes it sound like, so it's not really easy. And therefore, you know, in Mishmah time, because it's really not a big finish. However, that's going so far. You can't really mean that. And Reb Chaim here in the stencil of the Gracha Lashasri doesn't say that. I mean, there's Reb Shlomo Zalman in Mincha Shlomo Sinpei, another Thomas Sinpei, he said, he saw one place, this, they quoted Reb Chaim saying, I'm not sure where he meant, because, you know, it's all in the Shlomo, Gracha Lashasri doesn't sound that way. But he says, he saw him saying, the top of the Rambam, that it's a real Halos Tanai, that's not a Halos Tanai. There's just a question that might have passed that in the past. Then that can't be. Because of what we learned based on the Shud Rush about this one. What did the Rambam say? That the husband can always say, I'm about to retire, you're just divorced. Bein b'tan di'in, bein b'tan di'almanas. And how did the, remember, we get a machlokes had explained the funny nagim mishnas, etc. But we went with the Shud Rush. That why can you be in battle at Sinai? Because Sinai is also a Kriisi, there's a Halukos. There's a separate thing called the Sinai, which is the Kiddush. You don't just retract that Kiddush by also Beaver Rappel Beaver, and you're left with the Halos. So he says, therefore, it must be that daytime, not last daytime, in the Kiddush, the Halos Sinai. So, therefore, what do you say? Let's just give ourselves some space on the board to explain this. Right, make yourself a little embassy here. What is the difference between in and the Aksha / Almanas for the Rambam and the Rebbe? So, what it sounds like from this perspective, although the next sentence even refers to the Rambam before the Rambam. Right, so it's happening in the scripture of the Rambam, and you can look out the Shlomo Zalman. Hey, but it's basically just what I said. You could say, and this is what it sounds like the Griz is saying, and apparently when you saw the name of the Rach, you could say that M is a Chalos Tanai, but May Aksha / Almanas, that's just a smara of that. And that's not Halos Tanai. That's what you want to hear straight time. That means when you're more eager or more serious or more reluctant, one of the fish of Tanai is a smara. The Gavishan will be Halos, will give $100. No smara for that. That is a Halos Tanai. Here I'm very much identifying with Shlomo Zalman. I don't want to see that because we see from the data of Bittel Tanai in the Rambam that it's a Kiddush Halos Tanai Yosa Akhusi Bein 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 Almanas. But, but really longer. Because Afshar Levatel Gam Tznai De'im the Gam Tznai De'nei Afshar, and we like the head of the Rosh Nishom the Tznai Kiddush Unos Afris. Right, so if so, it should both have a Kiddush Tznai. Both of our Kiddush Tznai must be different. So here, The Rav says in the Shiurim, he has a more subtle formulation. He says they're both Kedushim. One is a bigger Kedush than the other. They're both a new Kalotz of Tzai. But one is a bigger Kedush than the other. What did the Rav say? Here, I involve a base, Tznai Me Akshav. Tznai Me Akshav has power to be Mevatel. Right? I do a Kalos. This Tznai, the new Kalos that Mevatel. I do a Girishin, let's say this Tznai, the new Kalos that Mevatel the Girishin. But it's not made of a Girishin. A Tznai Me Akshav has power to be an unoffered, to stop the Girishin. It doesn't cause the Girishin. The Girishin happens unless it doesn't. Tznai Me'im, on the other hand, says, Tznai De'im, Kiyama Tznai Me'im, is what I think. It's a much bigger form of fish. And if Tznai De'im not only does you're not paying me $100 because you're not yours. No, you're paying me $100, you make a lot of years. That's a much bigger fish. That's really more becoming part of the halos. They're both fish. They're both form of fish. But one is a smaller fish that is ma'akim the halos. The other is a bigger fish that becomes part of the hubble. That particle is Gerichin. Normally, Gerichin is detected by handing over a piece of paper with the right word written on it. But finish in that the Gerichin is detected by someone paying someone $100 or someone nursing someone baby, that's mentioned up with it, etc. That's one big fish. And for that, you need Mr. Day Tznai, because what you're doing is you are integrating the Tznai into the halos and not just giving it a veto over the halos. It becomes almost becomes part of my security, and that might be a bit of a strong correlation. And I think that's what Graf is saying in a kind of a stencil here, which is again, it's a bit of a it's like all the stencils, it's a cliche. This one is even a bit of a cliche, but he says here, he says that a Tznai, first of the Tznai is a milsa akrisi. It's not an umna that you didn't mean to divorce. No, you meant to divorce. You also meant to make kolos tznai. But then, what's the meaning of tznai v'im amanas? That when you make the tznai, only if the tznai makes a maisa girish. When you make the tznai, when the tznai is full of the girishin, that's a tznai of him. But when the tznai is not full of the girishin, just after the girishin, for that, it's not such a big kiddush. It's more similar to regular das, even though it's not exactly regular das. The way the Rav said, it's a kiddush. But then once it's a kiddush, it becomes like part of the das. So I think what you do want to say is, so says the Rav, and and maybe this will be version of that. Also, maybe again, we're told about like the droplet is first one can't be okay. The stuff of it, that's not really what he meant. He said, no, they are both creation and new demon, but Tznai Me'akshav Ma'ake Hakalos. And therefore, since the bigger, the Tznai De'im is a much bigger Kiddush than Tznai De'im. Tznai De'im, yes, it's a Kiddush in the Torah. But once it's a Kiddush in the Torah, therefore, just the Akhi Palos, yes or no, is not such a big Kiddush. That you don't need everything exactly like when you're going to be inside. In the bigger fish, the bigger fish inside, and you need more of a proper formulation to get more formal power. The time so you can also fish. You need less formulation because it has less power. Okay, I admit one could spend, probably all of eternity on every word, the refining the grids and the rub and the different places, etc. Figure out exactly all the subtleties between them, but we will let this suffice us for now. So that's what we have to say about the Shita of the Rav and the Rav. Let's review number one, they're very, very much based on the Takana Shmuel, which I want to maybe come back to in a moment. Very much based on the Takana Shmuel, I think it was right. If they interpret as one who's going to assume that the Rav Ashi is saying, don't need this place nine by Amanas, and we pass it like that.
Yeah, the kind of smaller brother says you do need to be known by him. We pass it like him. Then, Ravashi already is the fetish. Just in pretty good sign. We go with the kind of small and. Yeah, for the psak, I think you still need the like other piece in shas versus the Tekadosh. Well, okay, what's the svar? We saw the svar like them, and it's been more commonsensical svar against them. And we've got all the time that depends on what which they kind of roll out. If they're psychological, then the as svar is more true. You need them more for amanas, not less. But if they're formal, you need them less for amanas. Maybe amanas is not really a tsnai at all. I mean, it's not a time. It's not a all, just like a grim or smart there today. Das, or even if it is not finished in, one is a bigger finish than the other, and the bigger finish requires more taxise, as it were. Yes.
If the rivet only feeds a star lapali, so now the rivet in terms of how he's in the house, the mother only can disser.
He's not supposed to share. He's
smaller to defend different people. He's not necessarily saying we all have to work together.
Also, then the grizz is better. Then you can, hey, why does it? You have to say that if it's psychological, you can still say the grizz is smaller. You're right, there's a concept of psychological understanding of what time is, just how much it's not a time.
I hear your taina. I'm not sure though how that's gonna help for where you're going. Let's talk about it later. Let's talk about it later, I think. Unless you want to tell me where you're going.
No, I'm saying that the ride really, it's all like riding the whole sheet of the chart. It's psychological. The ride is psychological.
No, the ride is here. Okay. Now let's just talk for a second before we go on to number four from last portion
about the Tefenet Shmuel. Because here the Rambam and the Rambam. And the Rif have an ancient shita which the other Rishonim denies exists. What the Rambam and the Rif both do, they both ask in the Tachana of Shmuel, and the Rif is even very explicit. He asks in the difference between Al Nas based on the Tachana of Shmuel. Now, let's say this a little better. We accept the Tachana of Shmuel, the
Ramban had a kash on it. What was the Ramban's kash? I finally need your help. Yep.
He said, what's the case of Shmuel? What's the case of Shmuel Matana? Is it Me'acha? Or is it in? What's the case of Shmuel Matana? Me'acha or in? What's in Gemara? You know what's in Gemara? Shmuel Matana, Me'acha or in?
Doesn't mean it.
It's simple. I get small to give it to in low basin they get, in basin they get, low to get, basin they get. Okay, et cetera, et cetera. Plain in. And that's exactly what the Rambam brings it down.
The Rambam says, how did the Rambam bring down the Tanakh Shmuel? He wants the divorce, so he won't have to have Yibro Chalitza. He have other low saving rest. So the world roughly is Me'aksha. Why didn't you just say Me'aksha? Meaning, why is the Rambam saying what's the Yarmouth Akshav? The Rambam for himself says, wouldn't it be a lot easier to just say the Akshav, then you don't need a whole Takana, then you don't need any Mishnah Tzvah. Why did Shmuel make a Takana? Why did Shmuel make a Takana? It may seem, let me see, it may seem all this Machimus for Nisa, and this, and then just tell the guy to say Akshav, then you don't need English then. So the Rambam has to, everyone else would say, because it makes no difference if Me'akshav or not. Remeir, comes from the Rambam had to say, I make it a kirta. The Lorenzo Darshan Me'akshav, this is talk back to him. He didn't want to say Me'akshav, so they say it forever. He didn't want to, the caretakers didn't want. If he said Me'akshav, it will cause him to tart daito. Halisha das, it might cause him to die. It will put him in Sakara. If you told him to divorce your wife Me'akshav, he'd feel like, what, they're telling me I'm dying now?
No, we just had divorce by Hashem. He feel like he's dying now, and that would cause Tira Hadas and so you don't want to divorce by Hashem. Or whatever, he'd be upset for whatever reason. I don't even know the reason. Maybe just divorce by Hashem, he doesn't have a wife, and I'll be very upset. You know, God, he doesn't have a wife, it's harder for him to survive his disease. Okay, so he doesn't want for a second one. The Rambam has to give that answer. No, no one else has to give that answer. Why did he say him and not me'akshav, etc.? What's the difference? It makes a difference from the Rambam. Why didn't he just say me'akshav and make it easier? The answer is psychologically, it would be dangerous to the psychological health of the whole of the act. So in this case, you're saying him, and now you know enough to take time, but the Rambam is very explicit that it's not me'akshav, it's my time. And the Rambam is very explicit, not me'akshav, it's him. So he says, how do I know my side that him is different from the kind of Shmuel? The Ramban has a kasha on that. He doesn't even, if you read the Ramban, you wouldn't even know the Ramban and the Rif actually held the Gemara Pshuto. What's the Ramban status after?
Engel
after Nisa. What's the, let's ask ourselves, well, what is the case of Takanas Shmuel? The Pshad of the Gemara. And the Rambam very explicitly, and the Rif very explicitly said, in Breda, just in. What is the Ramban, and the Rashi, the Rif, and the whole, all the coming of the Ramban, what do they say? They say it's impossible that's what Shmuel meant. Because you know what happened if you say in Macy? Mishnah, I am based on an olive. Zegita in Macy?
Nope.
Lo amar klom, not lo amar klom. Ain't get lachronisa. It means it happens after the tnai is fulfilled. It means he divorced her after he dies. He divorced her after he dies. Then lo amar klom. So Shmuel couldn't have meant him. He must have meant after him. He didn't bother to say me after him. It's all obvious. I mean, it's a little funny. He bothered to say so many other things. But say me after him. Sounds very obvious. For the Ramban, that's Nisa. He didn't bother to say Asher, that's obvious. He bothered to say all the other things, because that's only Kumar the Alba. So that was obvious. Okay, says the Ramban, Bichuli. No, may Asher in Macy. It's obviously may Asher in Macy, even though he didn't say so, because ain't get the upper Misa. And that's when he has been passed on the Ramban, right? Because the Mishnah I'm not I am based on Aleph name gets the Acher Misa. So it can't be, and it must be Acher. And let's just pass her, then he gets Kafka the Rambam. We see even may actually in this term against you, Mr. Rambam. Now, we answer that question with Shaito with a valid answer. The Rambam already answered here for Shnayis. He said the only Pasuk is half like Rebbe Meir. That's like Rebbe Meir. But the only Pasuk is half like Rebbe Meir. Pasuk is like an Ir, not an Almanach. So that's Rebbe Meir, but we don't pop like that after Rebbe Meir. But the Jews have not the right answer. They just say that's not a case reaction, so that's a good him. And that's why you need to stay time. Right? How do you defend the Rambam? I mean, the Rambam and Rif themselves defend themselves differently than their Chronic defender. So, the problem with the Rambam is the Rambam makes no sense. What happened to the rule of Ein Get La Permisa? Right? That's a very sharp question on the Rambam. Mm-hmm. Okay, so how do we answer up the Rambam? Forget Mishnah time. What happened to Ein Get La Permisa? How do we defend the Rambam? Anyone?
Yeah, so you gave us the Magid Mishnah and the Lechem Mishnah.
Yeah, so what did the Magid Mishnah say?
Well, he does something in between.
Minister to defend the Rambam. Meaning, the Rambam could have said, I admit to Yahshua, and I'm going to be like you and say that was our mayor, the former of Yalom, and we don't pass that. Right? What could he have said? Right? Rambam and Rit could have admitted. It was me'achshav, and said it was a chumra bi'alma
to be Kodesh for Rabbi Meir, because they admit that Rabbi Meir required Mishnah time by Almanas. They could have said that, but they didn't. The truth is, according to Rav Chanan, they couldn't have said that. They admit only the first by couple, not the requires him to allow that type of Lamaisa. But they don't. Why? They don't want to say Shmuel's Daka Achom Rabbi Alma. It sounds to the Gemara like Shmuel and Rav are a real bit, right? But they understood that Hakanas Shmuel was Me'ikra Hadin. It was Me'ikra Hadin, and then it can't be Me'akta. It can be Me'ikra Hadin. You don't need to be Me'akta Me'akta. And they said, we understand it's Me'ikra Hadin, so it can't be Me'akta. Then you need to be Me'ikra Hadin, you only need to be Me'akta Hadin. And also, you only said the word in. He didn't say the word Me'akta. Why we left out such an important word? Then what they understand it's in. Now, the problem is, though, it's a Sphira Lumunya to the Mishnah of 5 days of an hour. How many is it that amazing? Lomar Kum. While Shmuel says in Macy and it's a perfectly good sign. So, how do you defend the Rambam? How do you defend the Rambam? Right? So, how do we defend the Rambam and the Rif? So, says my mission, no. Actually, we misunderstood. This is a big finish. The whole mission of Ayin Beis Manal. We thought the mission of Beis Manal was the regular rule of Tanayi Ben. Not just we. Everyone but the Rambam Lurik thought that. What's the regular Tanayi Ben? As opposed to the regular Tanayi Ben after. Says, no, you have to reread the mission of Ayin Beis Manal. That's Shari Shonen. Would say the Mishnah of Ayin Beis on Aleph equals the regular Tanai of Im. All right, that's what everyone else would say. But then that's true, then it's Tanai of Im and get Lach Misa. But the Rama would have to say Tuesday. What would the Rama say? The Rama, the Rif, would have to say that no. That here's the interesting finish. When we say in the time they after the Tzal Makrei, and the time in it's Tzal after the sign is fulfilled, what word do we have to change there?
Word.
Not that it's like, what would they say? A Tznai of Me'akcha, it's Tzal Lemakreya, Min Shas Maisa. A Tznai of in, it's Tzal, what do the other children say? Exactly. Meaning,
so that's
it's not of is Chal Akharei Kiyom Hatzmah. That is the other Rishon. But we're the Ram on the Rif saying no. The Tanayah is Chal simultaneously. Is Chal simultaneously exactly? Is Chal Bevas Atas in Kiyom Hatzmah. And now they have to say, if I'm going to get to say to the Kalman I'm alive, what people could get? It's the Kalman I'm dead.
No question.
What says it should be how? The Vazakas, the moment I die. It should be how? Why am I gone? Now, the truth is, I could have gone either way on this. These borderline cases so we start to prove one way or the other. But it's not so crazy to say that's a valid case. It's not the way That's a finish. Why not? I mean, if you really ask me logically to sit there and philosophize and, or bring truth from all of Shas, I would have told you, you know what? I came up with nothing. I could see it going either way. So now I'm going to turn around on the grip, see it going. How about I could see it by end? And get what I find me some. About yes, get this task me some. Be a diagnosis about me that me some. It doesn't say yes, get with me some. But it says, you get my after me some.
But Yesh Bet B'Shas Nisa, and therefore that's the Kiddush of Tzayin, and not the Chalos comes after Kiyam Tzayin. The Chalos comes the Vastata at the exact moment of Kiyam Tzayin. And Yesh Bet B'Shas Nisa, and the truth is that's not so crazy. We know Yesh Bet Shalat, that's going to be something. That's amazing. That's not what we're talking about here. Because if you go to Balabasa, which I didn't put a record in the whole sugya, and the whole sugya about Ma'ashkibira is a Ma'achlokas, whether it's called after Misa or Bishas Misa. And clearly, Bishas Misa, a person still has the right to make Ma'achlokas, while after Misa, it's going to be Yerusha. It's pretty clear there in the sugya of Balabasa, in the sugya of Balabasa, in the Eighth Perek, that if that Mishnah is called after Misa, it's Yerusha, it's not a Matana. It's called the Shas Misa, the Matana. Why? The Shas Misa is still a power of the Palumis. It's still a power of the Girishan. So I take it back. You would ask me to look through all of Shas and find a Raya, I would have actually done with written.
But isn't the Shas Misa mean the last second? At the last second, he's not coherent. How can he give a get when he's not coherent?
How can he give a get when he's not coherent? That goes back to the beginning of the Parish. Clearly, can't. Did a guess when he is not coherent, but he's not giving it, he's just causing it to be found. If you remember, we saw this in the top, you shall be implied that you can't even have a little subject when he's not coherent. So, that. It's not the bottom. Okay, now, but what's the finish you have to say? So, that's one finish. So far, they said two finishes. One finish is that a tonight of in doesn't mean it happens after the tonight's fulfillment. It happens while the tonight's fulfilled. Second kiddush is that if the get happens while he's dying, like simultaneously, not before or after, then that's a valid guess. Okay, which again is not such a big kiddush. Go to Baba Basra, it seems like the valid matana mamish b'vas after the misa, so we valid get. What's the third kiddush? Say, what if the misa, why did the misa say for Macy ain't get long for misa? So their mechanics said, that mishnah in Macy was not a tanai. That mishnah in Macy was, and here the Rambam is well as possible. So you don't talk about this, but we'll have to at least partially agree. Remember the Rambam says there's me'achshav, there's im, and there's ba'achar zman. La'achar zman, that's afterwards, right? What's the big fish? That's. And this is, when did it tanai? This is, yeah. It's a tonight couple. If the tonight couple is a tonight, what about M. Macy, the lead tonight couple? Wouldn't we think until now? If you don't think tonight couple, you haven't said anything. This is the biggest thing, Shabama. If you say, if I say, in Tiffany, my science wouldn't matter to my couple, I've said nothing. There's no science of the polos right now. If I say, in Tashamki's Abba without a tonight couple, it's a get right now. There's no condition at all. Well, here's the pitch. So I say in Macy without a tonight couple, that doesn't change it being a tonight or nothing, like in Tittin Masai Zoda, in Peshanti's Abba, and in Yurtsa Abba, and in everything else in the world. Why? Because in everything else, this is a big fetish, in everything else in the world is sort of an exchange. That, if I don't say a tonight couple, I haven't said anything. In Macy is more of a smile. After all, what if I say how he's a Gita Klacher Shloshim Yom? I don't need a tonight couple for that. So, now for theories of Akra, the big finish of the Rambam is that, tremendous finish is that, unlike every other M, which becomes nothing if it's not coupled, what's the big finish around this? Is a magnificent, not just the same thing, just in much greater, he explains it in much greater detail. He says, M. Macy without Kepel becomes La'achar Misa. It's as if I said La'achar Misa. That's the tremendous thing. Every other inn in the world, again, what about the three things of Sons and Macy? Every other inn in Shas, if I'm not focal it, it becomes bottle of bottle, low stream, low tayam, blah, and it's a garrison without sign. It's an unconditional garrison. In Macy, if I'm comfortable, it's a sign. If I'm not comfortable, it doesn't come down. If I say in Macy without paper, it can't be a sign, but it becomes something else. But I'm a third category of a focal slapper sign. Why? Since Misa is a Zman,
Now understand, he could have said Nisa Dazman, Nisa is an action. Action, it's a happening, an occurrence. Yeah, he could have said Nisa, like paying $100. No, Nisa is fine. When I say in AC and I don't say it's a tonight, it's not buckle the book. Rather, I mean it as Acher Misa. And that's why anytime when I say in the AC, that's what I think about. The Rambam's third category, now from the beginning of her test. And that is that would apologize to Micah. That is buckle the book and get Acher Misa. When I say it as a tonight, a tonight's not Acher Misa. That's what we already know. A tonight is Bishaf. And Bishaf works. And if you're going to say to me, hold on a second. You're going to say to me, Rabbi Bednarsh, nice try, Rabbi Lecha Mishnah, Rabbi Magin Mishnah, Rabbi everyone, nice try answering up the Rambam. But first finish, that it's not in, doesn't mean the Chalos after the Tzayim Bekuyim. But both is Banish and Tzayim Bekuyim, handle. Second finish, that if the gift is simultaneous with death, that's a valid gift, I can handle. Third finish, that in mate, if in Tinnilin or Sain Zos and I'm not Kofel, it's nothing. In Macy, if not Kofel, becomes the Akhar's mind. Maybe Casey in Macy has some special power, and those words have not power, those words have special meaning different than every other in the world for the Rambam. What right do you have to say the Rambam fought this new special in? 1 second. So my answer is from the first Gemara. We just didn't pay enough attention to it. Says the Gemara, and right after the mission, I base on an Aleph. We all learned this. I'm not in Macy, kill Akhar's dummy. In Macy is like Akhar. Well, if it's in Macy's tonight, dummy. Says in Macy, we read this as in Macy is a regular tonight, and a regular tonight is after the thing happens. The Gemara says in Macy is till after Misa Dani. But then it says the else. The answer is in Macy, Shayla Shonos Bashma. The Gemara itself says in Macy has a special Bashma. Like all the other Rishonim read this as, it's not telling you anything new. It's just telling you in Macy is a tonight, and tonight is la'ak or something. But the Rambam says, no, the Gemara says, he thinks that these words mean something special you wouldn't know. The Gemara says these words mean something special. It means stunning. Sometimes it means something different in context. Yeah, depending on the context, it can mean different things. Now, the Rambam does that a little smart. It actually means 3 things, right? It may actually mean means now. It may seem low, may seem the Shas Misa. And Stunning may seem the Acher Misa. But I think it's clear that the Rambam, you're going to accuse the Rambam 1 second not time. Of making things up for his own convenience. No, the Rambam didn't make things up for his own convenience. The Rambam read the Gemara. He found a funny line in basic for Acher Misa Dami, which didn't refer to general principles of Tanai. Seems to be a very, very specific observation. And put them in his back pocket and says there must be some specific observation about what it may seem to be. Maybe that'll come in handy in a few blocks. And then talk it. So the Rambam really does have strong, it's a very big triple finish. What's the triple finish? Kiddush 1, Kiddush 2, and Kiddush 3 is the big one, but he has a smack for Kiddush there, maybe even more. From the Gemara and Dafai in Beis Alav, which had a very specific problem in Macy, La'akar Misa Dami, and I know what we'll be able to reach out and say. What's the specific observation? But the Rambam said, no, this is the new rule about the words in AC. Not a bad shot.
You've also got Rashi in the Pnei Yeshua, we talk about as Manushel Shtam of Hiyapala. But why does that do? Because don't we have gets with the requirement to put a date on? The fact that you said if you died really means that it's a time. Therefore, by
writing it, it's still. Remember back in that subject we already discussed, good point. That maybe death is considered as man for help as man to get, so that would support it. Very good. Okay, now I just want to go back and finish up the last inyan about Mishnah Day Tanai. It's not really the last inyan, it's not including the Sabbath. But the last inyan of the Shiva Mishnah Day Tanai, until we try to do the Yislets till the end of the parak, which is growing more and more ambitious as the pile fits. But one never knows. By the way, I apologize that a few times I think I went way too over because this clock is 5 minutes slow. But now I know to look at my watch. So when I was really obnoxious once or twice and say why I'm going so far over, it's because that clock is 5 minutes slow, so I didn't realize. I thought it was a minute, 2 minutes over. I didn't realize that it's, you know, even 10 minutes. Okay,
The Ramah quotes from his rebellion that he doesn't like not one little bit. What new Shita? Which also has been adopted in Pesri, quoted from the Rambam.
Right, and here is the Rambam's son, so a Rambam, and the Rashbam in Tosos in Kedushin and Daphne as I think it was, right? And of course, who do we have to add to this list? Who do all the Mishonim put in the shots? Okay, what are the Rambam's son Rambam say? What are the Rambam's Rambam say?
What hilluk do they make?
Between Yisurim and Mammon.
Exactly. They say, Mammon, Lombainan, Snai Kahol, Vipal Nishpate, Hatsnai. Only the Yisurim, such as Hitin, Vipidushin, Bainan,
that is the one that puts his rebellion, and he doesn't have one little bit. And the Rambam doesn't tell us who holds this. And the Rambam rejects his rebellion for the same reason Tosfos rejects it. That's just spoke together and not been tested. He didn't show a Tosfos that's fine. What's the main reason he rejects it? What's the main problem?
B'nei Gad u'B'nei Reuven is Mammon.
That's the main problem. We learned it's B'nei Gad u'B'nei Reuven. That was Mammon. How can you say we're bringing our son out of B'nei Mammonos? The whole earth B'nei Mammonos.
So that's the real problem. That the name God, who the name Reuven, is Mammon. So, like, what Ramos says, what are you talking about? So, what are you talking about? It's the craziest thing in the world. The Rishonim, the Ramban,
etc., who also obeyed Midrashot, who quote this, ask another pasha. What's their other pasha? From the Gemara Shavuos. What does the Gemara Shavuos say about Rav Meir Shita?
They ask it, Asira. How come Rav Meir says that by, how come he says that by the God of the Reuven, you need a tzai kapel? He admits, by Shuya Yayin, you need a tzai kapel. Like Jeff says, don't drink wine, go hanan before you go to the serve, or else, so that you won't die. That proves that if you do drink wine, you will die, etc. The same old problem. Rav Meir, why not? Rav Meir only requires tzai kapel in Mammon, not in Surin. Kofakat of the. Now, also, why are we getting this? We find us. We also like Mammon. There's a lot of Mammon involved when you get married, right? A lot of people know this also, right? It's Kofakat. Like, how can they say a pillar? The Gemara says the exact opposite of it. You want to say that only means like pure Surin are different, but Mammon and each of us are all clear Mammon. They say the opposite, right? That the Gemara in Shavuos says the diametrical opposite. Then Rav Meir Bahi Tnai Kapel, then Mammon. That is a real killer. These two questions are real killer questions. Now, who else held the Shita? Who did the Rabban, etc.? The Ramban doesn't want to tell us who hard. He doesn't tell you who holds the Shita. No, it's good. Who held the Shita, Taka? It's actually three places in my interpretive. Which I have three halakhic. I couldn't put them all on the Marmakomos because is not on the bar line. They all say the same thing. The Shukrit is, his lotion is funny, but it's very clear what he holds. It's very clear that he holds that you only need Mishdeitzan in getting a Kedushin and ensuring a non Indian Mamos. So, for example, there's a Shukrit, Sigma Lama Aleph, and Gilad Aleph. Someone asked him, can you explain to me the role of the
or not. So do we need Mishnah Tanna or not? And he said, "Ain Mishnah Kulam Yisrael Kippur the Kiddush of Yisrael. You only need to give the Kiddush, which is answer." And then he throws in his other pizza. Remember the rest of another pizza. About Amanas, no, you didn't serve me another. No, Amanas, the only action dog. You didn't serve me another. But Amanas, they didn't serve me another. You don't need to speak to me. Okay. Amanas, you don't need to speak to me. But sometimes, even if you're a client, you only need to serve me, not nominals. That's the shita of the shukrif. It's not done anywhere in the Helkotar. Helkotar only says, the dude is saying Amanas, man. Shukrif, he says he wants something. But he also says something else. And, and I have the shoes that go omen. The shoes that go omen. Sorry, I left this to take all that cheer. It's not a shoe from the actual, the omen of Babel. This is from the ring. Like these 80 simana in the middle of the Harkavi, shoes the omen are a collection of shoes of the ring. So this shoes are going to go also. Right? In the new Shudderif, it's published in Kela Gimel. Kela Gimel is sort of the collections from all the shoes of the omen of the ring. So you're going to have some published in the ring a long time ago, some put together some. Yeah. They would also include the rift. The rift was very close to going. So what does the rift say here? It says the same thing. And even in Surim, only then to aim high blush again. Oh, blush again. Only in Surim. Oh, Amanas. No, baby, sure, Ben Mamon. Amanas. I think what you're going to know is you don't initially turn David and Sir Ben Mamon. So Amanas, so we have to tell me the ancient thing about the Torah, the Evil Kuman. The Raman is. This part who called Varm Halalo, and I don't know why there's a difference in Gitni Kedushin and Dini Mamonos. I just know the Gemara only discusses Gitni Kedushin. What's his proof? The Gemara only discusses Mishnah Tzorim by Gitni Kedushin. Like right here, MSF, and where the two sugs of Mishnah Tzorim? Right here, and the third very Kedushin, that's not a problem, right? Only in Gittin Kedushin. In Gittin Mamonos, no one ever mentions anything. Now, he knows in Gittin Kedushin, also some Shnaiyas don't go through all the details and you have to say there's a thing. But nonetheless, the Shas only discussed about Gittin Kedushin, and I assume also he knew Maisim Kolyom, like no one worried about Gittin Mamonos. So that's his proof. What's his proof? The Shas only discussed about Gittin Kedushin. The Rashbam has another proof. Right? What's the proof? Says the Rift only found in Shas regarding getting the Kiddushin, and the Rashbam had a different proof. Not the Rashbam himself necessarily, but the Rei Tosfos in these books for Rashbam. I don't know if the Rashbam tells that to me or not. We find Giloy Da'as suffices. In Momo. Right? In Momo, if I sell something, well, yeah, I don't have to say it's right. You would not screw it up with Mr. Day's time. That shows the only Mr. Day's time in Momo, the only Mr. Day's time in. Yes, sir.
Is this where the mice is at? The mice is Momo, or where the Tanai is Momo?
The mice Momo. We don't care about the time, we care about the mice. Okay, now we have a few problems to solve here. What's the third problem to solve? Not really a problem. Right? Plus three, probably the problem of the question. What's the svara? Okay, I admit three is most interesting. Let's see if we can quickly solve all these problems. Let's see if we can quickly defend the rift and the it's really okay. One possible svara is the Rashbam himself. What's the Rashbam himself svara? Remember the Rashbam of Basra. Forget the Rashbam quoted by Kohini. We have Rashbam's own words in Bava Basra. What's his svara? Is his svara there are one distinction between Mammon and Yitzchak?
No.
No, what's his svara?
It's just Homer by
meaning, the Rashbam says, I'm really Shita too. This isn't really a hillock between Isser and Mamon. In which case, it's not really a Shita. So, what's the Svara? So, if
sorry, and the Rambam himself. It's funny. Tosfos obviously did not know that it was for the Rambam. So what did Tosfos say to Rambam? Or let's say a little better. Tosfos understood the Rambam. Tosfos said, I'm a passionate group, they made a problem, they know they would assume it was a oneness code. But the Rambam now, maybe Tosfos understood the Rambam would also make a oneness code, saying, there's an ancient oneness code. I'm not going to come to the ancient. What the shot of the Rambam? What the shot of the Rambam? The pshat of the Rambam, and the Ran in a few places said this with the end of it. Meaning, the Ran says there is no such thing as a report. The Ran, I don't remember where it was in the court sheet. I know he said in the Dora and other places.
He said by us.
He said about okay. Let B, Ran, go to said by us. Also, he said there's no such thing fundamentally. It's just a chumra bi'alma by Eishes Ish, meaning shitas Rambam de'uli. Okay, if there's no such sheet, you don't need study as any kashrut.
Really making a statement.
So chumra bi'alma. Saying they're not really different. All of the Rosh Hashanah says the opposite. Of course, they didn't mean a real difference. It's not all beyond the only kasha. The men, one and two, are not kasha. My question is this group chat in fact, the group chat in the response? In which case, the response doesn't mean what Tosi do. Is this the group chat that he thinks is not a wonder shoulder of the Kumar Biyama? No, he says, I don't know what the reason for the chiluk is. But for the Kumar Yalma, he would know what the reason is. And not only that, because he's bothered by the Kasha of Negan de Ruvain, and he gives an answer. So the fact that he answers the Kasha of Negan de Ruvain proves that the Ran is trying to touch him up a little too well. The Ran said, the word didn't really mean anything difficult than the Chodesh and Lombish. He really just meant the Kumar Yalma, and therefore it's a lot easier to understand him. That's great, but it's not the Rif. The Rif really meant the Svara, and which is why you couldn't even think of a Svara. And to think of Kumar Bialma, you don't need to be the Rif, right? My 11-year-old daughter can think of Kumar Bialma. The Rif couldn't think of a Svara because, again, obviously the Rif could probably think of a lot of Svara there, but I'm suggested, but they all have difficulties with them in their topic, so he couldn't come up with a Svara. And also, the Rif took the question that he was getting run away very seriously, and it was receivable. So, but not the Rif himself. Okay, so for the Rif himself, we're going to need another Svara. So then what's the Svara? What's the Svara? So who is a knight in shining armor who comes with a Svara to defend Rabboso Cholaram?
Right,
the
Rif.
The Rif says, give you a Svara. The Rif says, pretty good Svara. He's not producing it true. Says, I'll give you a good svara. What's the right of its good svara? Is the right of its good svara to use, is it a lundish svara or a psychological svara?
Psychological.
Yeah, let me say psychology effect from this. The right says, I'll give you a good psychological svara. And it's a psychological svara. Right? It is a good psychological svara. Right? If I say Bini Mominos, I am selling you my business. I'm an ass that you give me X, Y, and Z. Is it really mistaber that I only meant to sell you my business if I get enough payments? Well, yeah, that's how business, that's how Bini Mominos works. I give you something of certain value. In exchange, you give me something of certain value. I don't get the value that I want, but I want to give you something. But it's misstated. I really mean it's conditions of how those come. But in Ishos, what does he say? The right is romantic here, right? Hunter's George Murder, but he says, well, I'll take it with Harry. If I want to divorce my wife, really? If she gives me another $100, that makes me want to be married or divorced? Well, the guy knows his wife. He can't stand dirt enough with FIFA. He can't stand her anymore. And he can't live with her.
Then open up to the matter of what they pay or not. Get some money out of her. You don't really mean it's conditional. Because whether I want to be married or not. Now, again, some will say, Baharaya, doesn't everyone get married if they get a D-Reno, etc. It's not. Was maybe, I don't know if he was either more romantic or maybe he was just less, he was less socks with money. Maybe so. What's the difference how much money someone gives you? You gotta do your job. The girl gets needles, and Hashem gives you grips. Right? Okay. So, the regular, but certainly this, I'm marrying a monastic, you're giving it to the Zos. Come on. I'm gonna marry her monastic, you're giving it to the Zos. It's, but I don't mean it. What do you mean it? I love you're giving it to the Zos. For the Zos, I could demand that she paid it to the Zos. That doesn't mean it's conditional. It's not in the rabbinical academy. He says it's just common sense. Right? Says the rabbin, he gives a psychological sara. And he says very nicely, he says, hold on a second. If I have my house and I sell my house out tonight, you're going to tell me I'm going to lose my house when my time wasn't fulfilled? Okay. But now you're divorced outside, so I didn't really mean it. Okay. Right? So it's ridiculous. How can it be that someone will lose their money if they didn't really need to give it? Because they didn't really mean it. So he says psychological difference. He says, and I again, you can pick some words that may, you know, pull in a different direction. I think clearly the shot in the whole paragraph. Well, what is this? It's psychological. And Dine Mominos. It's Mistaber. The Hachalos. Following. Any of that's nine. And in Ishos, Ain that's nine, Moel, Lerache, Ulikari. And this goes back to the psychological thing in the straight time. The point of the straight time is to prove your mock bid. But if you're something, you're able to say, okay, you are mock bid on that point. But of course, you want to get the money, squeeze the money out of her.
Which is Tachlis is Litzire, and he's demanding a lot of money.
If you didn't want to get divorced, you want to get divorced. If he hates her, he doesn't want to get married anymore. If he hates her, he wants to get married. He'll be down a mile away from her. He wants to be inside all the way. He's not dead. Because you know what? What's important to him is to be free of this witch. And secondarily, he wants to be inside.
But
okay, that's the right of the psychological answer. Yeah.
And this like split might work well in fact that you're the same between even now and us, but not psychologist, like because otherwise it might be sort of obscure that it's like about the same whether or not you want to see it tonight, it's only dependent on whether it is or not.
Again, we know they're both the rip, but he didn't. I don't know. That's the right thing. Now, how do we answer the kashas? How do we answer the gun of Dave Moumain for the So the right answer, how do we answer the gun of Dave Moumain? He says it's different. Why? Because when we talk about mama that's muksa to you, that you bought or that you inherited, that you earned, here there wasn't muksa. They didn't have this land yet. Am Yisrael wasn't muksing this land yet. They just set foot in this land right now. So it's a lot of muksa to them yet, it's different. Now, Yisrael, I know exactly what he means. But I'm going to, what difference does it make? Something that I really own already or something that I just found now?
I'm going to assume that you have to read the right bit straight. It's a psychological idiom, and now it makes a lot of sense. If I'm giving away my own money that I inherited from my grandfather, or my own hard-earned money that I amassed in my bank account, every tonight I mean I'm really machbanon. I'm not giving away my hard-earned money unless you do every single thing I say. But what's the phrase? Easy come, easy go? Right? Yeah. You don't know. Okay, to us, it seems very intimidating. That probably also seems very intimidating. So often, first, you realize they were no big deal. Let's see if I'm an old pair of Facebook for a video. Also, we got this whole country. Yesterday, we got this whole country for free. Yesterday, we got this whole country for free, and now we're giving it away. So, mock bit about it. We're mock bit about it. It's not precious to us. We're still looking to part. Maybe that's what the Raivid meant. Having answer number one, maybe you can answer question number one by saying the Raivid. Shiny. Eber Hayarde. Shalo Haya Muxak Bingotam, which I think makes sense psychologically. You know what? I'm not giving away money unless I'm 100% get everything I want.
Doesn't Moses mean that they didn't have animals?
It's a little funny. Yeah, but the rubs. It's sad, but it's a little funny to say didn't have bylaws because Kibush Mokama is a kitten. Don't change him with them. Kibush Mokama didn't. And once when he sees that Moses was on his Jerusalem, you know, I forget his exact, the exact words of his Lashon. That's Mirushasa o Mimeko. It's Mirusha o Mecha. He doesn't say it's not beer, it's Mirusha o Mecha. It showed up one day.
He's inviting me for a while. Can't you really say that it's not going to be Russia? It's really, it's Mrs. Pelos out there in Israel.
Give me a second. You can, but the right is not. But the right is not. You can actually ignore it now. Does anything super dogged answer? The Rit says, you know what? He doesn't use these words in Eino Inya. The Torah was Morami's custom, and they got him Neiruvain. Halakha that don't apply to Neiruvain, but apply to Yisurin. Turned their premise out of their child. Not if they got him Neiruvain, but in a case like the government, they wouldn't apply. It's an Eino Inya, the more that's staying with Eino with Yisurin. Which remnants, then Malanos, Aldin, Shishaya, Rak, the Yisurin, and you know what? Has to work from something to something else and not to itself. Very good. Finish. I need three more seconds to finish up. Having answered question number two, that was the exact opposite, Philip. I'm not going to put it on the board now, but I think our handy dandy Rebel Chana will solve this problem. What did Rebel Chana say? There are two totally different dinim of Rebel Chana. One is Mishpatei Tznayim, and the one is Mipalahina Tashami Allah. This is the more truth that Mipalahina Tashami Allah. With any problem, you have to show me a lot of this applies down to the moral rubrics. But within the Mishnah, it's not, and that applies to Esther more than Mala. And that's, I think, the way you answer it. Again, you don't have to answer for this. But you can answer that these demons are Rebel Hanan. And of course, if you're looking first, you saw that I mean these days even here, this Rebel Hanan of the 20th century, it's all the foolish, of course, hidden. Almost 20 years before Rebel Chanan, based on many Jewish and Gemara itself. The same thing Rebel Chanan, one din is Nifla Lav, and then that is you need more coupled by a mamo, and the second din is Mishpatei Tznayim, and then you need more by Yisurin, and this is the way we explain the Rambam, that the Pasuk is a very rare issue, it's not about the Pasuk, then it didn't happen like the din of a mayor, so it becomes a little more common. Okay, you have only 3 seconds to say with the Rambam, and it's really what Morton says. See, we don't need to have room. What did the Rambam say? The Rambam said it's no. He said there's a fundamental Lomdish difference, not like one. Lomdish, fundamental. Difference between Surin and Mamonos. What the fundamental difference between Surin and Mamonos? Okay. I still have time in that talk. I'm relying on so many comments. That's the other thing. What does
The Rav said the fundamental difference. Mominus is all about my bias. What is Mominus? Well, there's not the Dini Mominus of the Torah, but all the Dini Mominus of the Torah are just ways to, like the Uniform Commercial Code, ways to regulate people's own rights and their bias. Ultimately, Mominus is my bias. I have all the rights. All Hashem does in the Torah is give us some regulation so we'll be able to communicate and know when we're Kona, when we weren't Kona, so that we'd have clear communication and clear standards. But it's all my bias. When it's my bias, what I think matters, it doesn't matter how I say it. My das matters. And my das is for a time, who cares if I said it right or wrong? Because, well, that's for Mominus. But Surim are different. I understand you have a certain bias in Surim. Kedushin's an Isser, but you have the right to decide who you marry. Gerushin's an Isser, you have the right to decide who you get divorced. But nonetheless, Gerushin and Kedushin are different. Yes, you have a certain degree of bias, but it's not fundamentally your bias, and all the Masin and Diburim are just ways to express yourself. No, there's power to the Maisa and the Dibur. It's like Xeris HaKasa. Do the Maisa and Kedushin have intrinsic power? I'll be Xeris HaKasa. Do the Maisa hidden, which have intrinsic power? My words and actions have power. It's Hashem's decision that I'm married and divorced if I do Kiddush or if I do Girush. I have to go along with it. But it's not fundamentally my bias. Therefore, the Rav says, Das of Mammon is different than Das of Isser. Das of Mammon is whatever I think goes, and you can't violate my Das one iota. Das of Isser, I have to go along with it. I have to decide I want to do it. But every single thing I think is not Kobeya. It's what I do is Kobeya as long as I have Das. Basically, by Mammonos, Snaif, not Nosa Akrisi. By Mominus, it's all about what I want happens. Whatever I think is fundamentally the halos. Halos is just about me anyway. Mominus is about me, me, me. When it comes to Gerish and Kedushin, no, there's a Gerish and a halos here. There's a halos Isser here. When there's a halos Isser, of course I have to agree when there's a halos Isser. But it's not all about what I think. It's about the formal power of the halos. Therefore, if I want to make a formal tzai, if they go and they move it, it works. If I mix the tzai, it doesn't work. Because fundamentally, you normally just have what I want, nothing, but I want. And Isurin is an objective halos. Momo is just what I want. You'll tell me why you need my opinion. Okay, that way of clarifying what I want. Isur is an objective power of the halos. Therefore, of course, I don't usually come from Momo's. They want to say what I want. But by Isser, again, this. But Isser, no. By Isser, you need a Yiddish Yid if they go to the Ruben to teach you that. And let's just end. So, how do you get to the Kafka and they go to the and the Ruben? So, you could get the Ruben's answer. But you could also say, I'm sorry, one, you could get the Ruben's answer, but you can also say what Warren said, which is, I'll key. The Grizz in Beis Avakira, which I did not quote, sorry. The Grizz in Beis Avakira says an amazing thing. He says, now Lucas HaShvatim is not Dini Mominus. You know when the Shvatim were Mechali? We would think that it's ownership. And you know what if someone from Zebulun only had a daughter, and that daughter married someone from Shimon, and he or his kids from Shimon inherited the property, then it becomes part of Shimon. Says the Grizz Rav in Beis Avakira, no, Chas Shalom. Because this Chalukas HaShvatim, Shimon is Nachla Shimon forever, even if it's all owned, even through the Yovel, through Yerusha by someone from Zvulun. Yovel forever, even if it's all Yarshin forever by someone from Yehuda. Chalukas HaShvatim is a different Kalos than Dini Mominus. And therefore, he said the Rambam disagreed. Tosos doesn't think, the Rambam doesn't think, Tosos thinks that if Yerushalayim belonged to one Shevet, they couldn't have transferred it to other Shvatim to make it Yerushalayim on the stop of Shvatim, because once it belongs to one Shevet, there's no way in Dini Mominus or Kinyanim where you shouldn't change that. Basically, what the Rav says, Chalukas Shvatim is a different Halos than Bailus. There's Chalukas Shvatim and Bailus. It could be Bailus and Shimon, even through Yerusha, after the Yom, but it's Chalukas Shvatim and Zulu. So then, Chalukas Shvatim, like Moi said, that's an Isser status. That's not Dini Mominus. Chalukas Shvatim is more an Isser top, he had Dibor, right? The Grizz already points out, he had Dibor. Right? It's Al-Piyat-Dibur. Al-Piyat-Dibur is different. But Al-Piyat-Dibur is different. Chalukas HaShvatim. Chalukas HaShvatim is an objective halos. Chalukas HaShvatim is an Ur Vitumim involved. That's a sorry halos. Are you kidding? That's a such halos. That kind of halos is like a servant. That has an objective power. That doesn't depend on what we think. For this, we didn't mention today's time.
I think that's the best answer we have from the government. Well, okay, there's more detail we get to, that's good enough.
Actually, it's changing the world.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying, we have 1 year here. Are we going to finish the parent one more year? Oh, no. We're going to try to get the important parts down in the Gemara. But I'll give you a quote from the end of the page that no one will feel like I didn't give you the opportunity to vote. The party begins.
Okay.